Thank you. Well, one of the things is, you know, probably facing the same challenges that we was facing a few years ago and so forth. You just kind of look at this. If you look at the corn price and so forth, back in 07, 10-26-07, corn is running about $3.34. And then it got up in about 926 of 08, about 526. And then this is the price at 10-24-08. The high price for corn was on 7-27-08 back in this time period, and it was $7.17. Now, as you move on here and look at the price in December 6th of 08 at Gothenburg, Nebraska, corn was down to 269. So you can see quite a few differences, and we're probably running the same thing that we ran into a few years ago with the big drop in corn prices and so forth. And let's look at the production costs and some of those things. We look at seed corn costs now, and boy, it's a little expensive, isn't it? It really totals up. It's easy to spend $360 for seed. And as we look at this here, seed costs back in this period of time, 1994 to 2009 and so forth, looking at corn seed, you know, right around $80 there. Of course, those didn't have any traits in them and so forth. We started getting some traits in here in 2009. We did have corn up to $250. So you can see what these seed corn prices have amounted to. And if so, if you take that $360 seed and has 80,000 kernels in there, that's about $450 per thousand, isn't it? You're planting 34,000, which would be pretty typical for our irrigated producers in Nebraska. You have about $150 in seed costs. So it really, and I can remember, I've been in this game such a long, long time, well, we almost ignored the seed costs, you know. That's quite a few years ago, though. Okay, fertilizer, another big input and so forth. And, of course, at that time, it was going up in price. Now natural gas prices have gone down, so we've seen some decrease on nitrogen fertilizer prices. And just looking back, Gary's comment back here on July the 23rd of 2008, cost to get crops in the ground will jump by about a third in 2009. And you saw what the prices were doing on, like, corn. They were going down, and the price of, like, fertilizer was going up. So our producers were really concerned. In fact, we placed major emphasis in Nebraska of putting some of those things together. And there's been a lot of studies over the years and so forth that in continuous corn, you know, they just had to put on an 80 pounds of extra nitrogen to get 9 bushel. Not a very economical thing. You look at the corn-soybean rotation, max yield of 201 bushels with 160 pounds of N and so forth in this column, and the yields were higher, and of course it shows you the benefits of crop rotations. And if you look at like 60 cents nitrogen here, a pound, and the response here, if you have even $5 corn, you'd still end up negative $3. So you want to look at those responses and so forth and just put on what nitrogen is needed. Now, if you get nitrogen price up here, you even lose more money, whereas if you get cheap nitrogen, and I can remember when it was really cheap and so forth, you could afford to put it on, and everything was economical. Even at $2 corn, you didn't make much money, but at least you're on the positive side. Okay, let's look at the fertilizer cost for 2015 here. I'm projecting we'll be at 55 cents a pound. Now, I don't know if I'm totally right, but that's what we're projecting here. 200 pounds of nitrogen, about $110. Using 7 gallons of 1034. We got about another $133. So between our seed cost and fertilizer cost, we've got almost $300 in those two items. Looking at the herbicide, this is, we do a lot of no-till in Nebraska to conserve water. And this is a burn down treatments and what they cost. And then using Lumax, which is a pretty popular one Lumax EZ, and then coming back with some status and so forth. Now, we do not have application cost in here, but without application cost, we've got roughly $80 in that. Let's look at land charges and so forth. In Nebraska, irrigated cropland cash rent in 2014 was $262. And we'll skip that. But you can look up here. This is actually where I operate out of Lincoln County out here, and ours was $215. But you get up in northeast Nebraska, and the high one here was $363 an acre that it averaged and so forth. We're going to show you some dry land ones and so forth, and down in here and right up in here. And what are the average? Well, Dakota County, $321 for dry land. And, you know, you're not assured of good rainfall like you are in Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana, and so forth. So you're taking some real chances. Even way down here in southeast Nebraska and so forth, where they have a lot of heat, and it's still $216. So you can get a lot of money in these things tied together. And average cropland values, and it shows you what has happened over the years here. Okay, so we kind of just add these together, just seed costs, fertilizer, herbicide, and land. We get over $600 involved here. And like I say, this is not any equipment or anything. You know, a 200 bushel corn, you've got just the cash cost in here, $3.14 and so forth. And right now, you know, that's about where the price is in Nebraska. Back in for 2009 production season, we put these budgets together because there was so much concern at that time, and we're facing that same thing now in 2014 going to 2015. And this is a few notes on our budgets. One thing we do find, though, is we get a lot of hits on these budgets. Lots of times we have as many as 100,000. So it's, you know, you really feel that you're working on something that's interesting. Now, we both have PDF and Excel on all these budgets that we've got. And this just gives you an idea. And you can go in and change the cost in the Excel version on any of these figures that you want to. This is going in the budgets. These are the alfalfa budgets. And lots of times a producer can find one that pretty well meets his needs and so forth by all the budgets we got. And that's our attempt. The corn budgets, we have a lot. We got dry land budgets. We got irrigated. We've got some here, 250 bushel yield gold, different dry land ones, 90, 130, and so forth. So we got a quarter range in here. We've got continuous corn, we got rotated with soybeans and all these kinds of things in here. So we got a lot of corn budgets. These are the dry bean budgets we have, the grain sorghum budgets, grass, millet, oats, pastures, dry peas, all these kinds of ones, millet, sorghum, sedan, and soybean budgets, and sugar beets, sunflowers, and then a number of wheat budgets, because wheat's pretty important in Nebraska. Okay, this is one of the budgets and how it shows down here, and we've got all the criteria in there, and like I say, you can go in and change any cost that you want to, or you can just write your estimate if you think that it's a lot different. One of the things our producers and the bankers and everything else like is that we'll go in here and have most of the items. Some will have in here at even as low as 10%. People tell us they like this because if they want to delete that item, they can just subtract it out. But it's easier to delete it than it is to add it and so forth. So we've got these. If they don't need the dry here, they'll take that one out and save it. Here we have drying 100% of the time, but drying an average of just 2 points. So we get it in here. But this is our objective. We also go down here and we got cost per bushel. This, of course, includes all costs, and we're running $4.20 here for this corn no-till continuous 240 bushel yield gold, with 225 actual yield. We base on the yield goal, we base our nitrogen recommendations and those kinds of things, and then we just lower this normally a little bit, hail and all these kinds of things that can enter in. The cash cost here is 256. Okay, as we look here, another budget, and we got a 250. This is with the Smart Stack, RIB Complete, a 250 yield goat and so forth. And we got about the same thing tied in there, about 418, cash cost of about 261. This is another Smart Stack, another one in here, running pretty similar, but a little bit higher. We got 265 here on total cost, and almost $3 on cash cost per bushel. And so you wouldn't be covering anything else there. Okay, another one here. This is a rotation one, shows you the benefits of rotation. We're at 398 here, and then we got 238 on the actual cash cost per bushel. We kind of look at these together, and this also, I think, is really important as people this next year to be able to look at these budgets and then see if they should be bringing soybeans in or some of the alternative crops into this to make their operations more efficient with the corn price, what it is, and so forth. And you can see cash cost or total cost per bushel. And just in this thing, it's probably, about 67 cents difference in what method of production you're using there. Okay, here's some soybean budgets that we have. We're running total cost in here about $11. Big advantage of soybeans is what? You don't have such high cash cost per bushel, and here we're under $5. It helps really on the investment part. I think in our area we're probably going to see more soybeans because of this factor. With the big investment, the seed cost, fertilizer cost, and so forth, I think we're going to see probably more of these just because of this investment. And especially the bankers and so forth will be more interested in this to keep this out-of-pocket cost down in 2015. Got another one here, $4.55, total cost here, a little bit over $10. And then this is some dry beans. Like I say, we got a lot of these. We got in western Nebraska, we have quite a few dry beans, quite a bit of interest in that. Cash cost per bushel, a little bit over $14. And grain sorghum, $2.43, total cost of $4.29. And this is under limited irrigation. We have some limited irrigation budgets in here because we have areas where the water supply is limited. Either they don't have a well that will pump a lot of water, or the Natural Resource District tells them how much water they can pump. So we've got both of those things that enter in. Okay, we've got some alfalfa budgets here. Cost per ton, 115.21. Cash cost per ton, 51.75. And we could see some more legumes and so forth coming in to take care of some of these nitrogen requirements and so forth. But we really like working. We're working on these budgets right now for 2015. I basically have them completed. They're in peer review right now. We hope to get them online where you can go in and click on them, see which one fits best. Probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we hope to have them up there for 2015 because people are quite interested. They're purchasing seed right now for 2015 because to get the good discounts, these costs that we had per bushel on seed corn didn't include any discounts. And as you know, there's some good discounts for early orders. There's also good volume discounts and all these kinds of things. I've been amazed at some of the discounts that some of these producers get. In our budgets in 2014 and 2015, we put some of those discounts in there. And we called people's attention to it. We didn't take great big operations. We took kind of medium-sized operations. So if a guy has a small operation, he's going to have a little bit higher seed cost than what we have in there. And I think with that, do we have any questions? Do we have time for questions?
Yeah, we have time for questions.
Okay.
Anybody have a question for Robert? Any
yes.
Questions?
How do you account for your alfalfa budgeting when it's perennial
in your land? Okay. Yeah. Now, we don't calculate anything back for the nitrogen for the corn crop and so forth, and we probably should. You know, we just got cost of production and returns for that.
So you're just assuming like your seed cost, for example, is just going to be a year one cost?
Or yeah, we do it. Yeah, and we got budgets on there that have establishing alfalfa at different times and so forth, and then we got also, you know, the lower yields you have that first year, and so we call that establishment year. But good question, you bet. But we, you know, probably should go in there. It wasn't so important when nitrogen was only 3 and 5 and 10 cents, but with 55, 60 cents, even those prices on nitrogen, it'd be good to qualify that and lower those for converting it to corn and so forth. Okay, any other questions? If not, thank you.
Thank you.